Hey, sweet friends. My name is Chef Schomburg. I started my baking business with a bottle of DiSerrano and one bundt cake pan. Fast forward to today, from news to magazines, speaking on national stages and more, I can truly say that baking has changed my life. So now, as a bakery business coach, I get to help others have the same success. I've helped hundreds of my students across the world in my global membership program create six-figure businesses, mainly from home. The Baking for Business podcast is an extension of that, from actionable tips to valuable tools and resources that can impact you as a business owner. I truly believe, y'all, we would never have been given a gift if we couldn't profit and prosper from it. So come on, darling, what are you waiting for? Wow, you guys, today is a special day. Welcome to the Baking for Business podcast. I got some awesome things to tell you. Today, we're going to spill the beans, sip the tea, whatever it is they call it. I'm not sure. But first off, why is today so special? Well, today, the podcast turns one. That's right. For the past 12 months, I have been producing, writing, editing, promoting, sharing, caring, passing on tips, tricks, blessings, lessons, as I call it, everything that's I'm able to share for free. That's not in my membership, but everything that I possibly can to inspire on the Baking for Business podcast. And so today we're going to talk about obstacles, because I understand sometimes looking from the inside out, you can view things as like peachy king. And I'm going to be sharing some things I've actually never even shared before, never even publicly said or anything like that, but also just some tangible tips for you guys. And so first off, let's just start by thank you. Like, give yourself a hand, give yourself a round of applause for all the many people who have left a review of the podcast, who've rated the podcast, who have tagged me as they listen to the podcast, who've shared the link with their friends to the podcast. Special thanks to you. Like, I don't ever take anything for granted. And so this birthday celebration, I hope you feel loved. Also, I've been walking around talking to myself all day saying, happy birthday. I woke up, I told my husband, I said, it's my birthday. It's my podcast birthday. And so my actual birthday is also like 3 weeks away, but it's been a really, really amazing journey. And real quick, let's dive in. So you're probably thinking, what made you want to start the podcast? And this honestly isn't written or scripted, everything I have for you guys today. I wanted to start the podcast because I wanted a place. When I first got started, there were some people who were kind, who were loving, who, you know, push you and root for you. And then there's others that don't. And, you know, I've learned to just take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is. What God has for you, no one can take. And whatever vision he gives you, he'll never give you a vision without giving you provision. And so I think too often people look back and they think things are easy. There's times where I don't want to press record. I don't want to be here. I don't want to edit. And I just gotta, right? But then I remind myself, who am I helping? Who are you serving? Who are you blessing? Or who will you not be blessing if you don't show up? And so that's just being real. Like, that's just really how it feels sometimes. March 20th, 2022, I put out the first few episodes of the podcast. And I'm just looking back within the year because there are some really great lessons I want to share with you. But it was around that time where someone else had decided to launch a podcast also. And this was kind of like around January 2022. And I said, you know, gosh, I was like, oh, I don't want to do it now, because I know in our industry, we have a habit of people can do some things that are similar. And then some people, they talk, you know, they get in their feelings and they talk. And what I tell people, especially what I tell my students all the time, is that God doesn't limit dreams. Just because he puts something inside of you, that's not going to stop him from putting something inside of somebody else. But what makes it different is your story, It's your attitude. It's how you answer that voice, how you answer the call, and it's your journey and it's your walk. And so real quick, right off the bat, I didn't even want to do the damn podcast because somebody else who was doing it, I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it now because I don't want to hear that mouth. I don't want to hear nothing in the sugar streets, you know, like she copied her and this, that, and the third. And so I kind of hesitated on it, and I've shared this before. And I had a good buddy, Irenia of Florida Bakers Club, who was like, girl, you know, a million people have podcasts, you could do it too. And so she bought the mic. When you look on the cover, the mic that I'm actually holding, she had purchased it for me and had sent it because I was teetering. And I thought that was really, really nice. And so one of the first lessons that I have for you as I look over this year in podcasting is you have to make sure that you're following the voice inside of you and the gifts that God gives you, because it doesn't matter what else is going on around you. Sometimes the negativity that you hear or the things that you're afraid to overcome, that's the enemy, you know, and we know for those who are believers, the enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so you always want to make sure that you follow the voice and the gifts that you're given, because the same way that they're given, they could be taken away. And fast forward now, there are so many other people who started podcasts in our baking industry who are similar, you know, but what God has for me is for me. What God has for them is for them. And so it's totally cool. So I want you to know I'm not obliged to anything. I go through roller coasters just like you guys, but I match my worry with the word. And so whenever I have a feeling, I always go to the word and say, okay, what does God say about this? What is the plan for my life? And looking back, I'm so grateful. I would not have been able to meet so many of you amazing people. So many of you guys I get to work with one-on-one in my monthly group coaching membership, the entrepreneur community. And some of you guys, I just get to really meet and share your story. And so that's my first tip for you. Now, likewise, the second thing that was kind of somewhat related, I had to give myself a dose of my own medicine, was when the podcast did come out, I have this thing in my monthly group coaching membership, which is like $1,000 a day, a sales day. It was like a little challenge. And when you look at it, to make $1,000 in sales per day, anybody can do the math to do the calculations, you know, and you can say, okay, I'll sell a $40 product to, you know, 22 people. Well, not 22 people, but a $40 product to about 27 people, I believe 27, whatever. And you can get $1,000. Well, that's math, that's numbers, and you can, but that's not that. For me, the $1,000 a day was, I was showing my students strategy. There was a lot of intention behind it and stuff like that. But on social media, you would see their success. Now, granted, they're in a paid membership. So for me to personally look at their business, provide them feedback, help them with copy, help them with promotions, help them with sales, help them overcome being a introvert, help them with their imagery and the things that they're putting out, all that one-on-one help, they get that back from me so that they fine tune it as they work on that. But on the other end, what you see is the polished copy. You're looking at someone who's made $1,000 a day with cinnamon rolls, with whoopie pies, with cookies, with this, that, and a third, but you don't see the grind and the work that they put into it. And so I really wanted to share a portion of that work because I really believe in my students and I'm proud of them. March 22nd, 2022 was when I published the first episode of the podcast. It was featuring my student Monique, who has been a student from day one. She's been with me for over 7 years in both of my memberships. She's a young lady who's over 50. She's left her job. She now has a food truck. She does cinnamon rolls, and she decided to share her story earlier that day. Later on that evening, I was getting so many text messages from people who were like, you know, you put that out today, like you're launching a podcast today. And another YouTuber did the same thing. Like, can you believe that? And at first I thought, wait, what? Like who else would do that? Because I had never personally heard of it. It was just something that I did with my students. Like, hey, I did this in my business. I set high sales goals. Even though your home baker is achievable, I'm going to show you how to do the same in your home baking business. Because 90% of my students are home bakers, but we do have some storefront owners that do more than that. And I was like, what the, you know? And I thought, okay, this person had way more followers than me. They were another baker. Like, out of all the things, because here's the thing with my students, I have receipts. If they've done something, there's receipts. This isn't just a, when I show up and talk to you on social media, hey, I can help you make $1,000. So it doesn't matter if it's 6,000 or 5,000. You know, I have another student who's done it with cupcakes. Those are real people. Like, they eat, breathe, bleed, poop, just like you. So it really hit me like, wow. And so many people were upset and they were like, can you believe this person copied you and this and that? And I sat back and I said, well, you know what? Sometimes people could see in you things that you don't see in themselves. But also, I know how it feels. Maybe that person just saw that post and got inspired. And so I had to remind myself the same way that I felt when I was a little hesitant to put something out because someone else was doing it, that person might have struggled to put that out. Maybe they didn't want to. I had to just kind of remind myself to be really, really open. But also it reminded me that people watch you. You inspire people who pretend that you don't even exist, honey. And so at the end of the day, it is what it is. Fast forward now, the whole $1,000, I've seen so many people do it. Or I've seen so many people share reels and say, hey, I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. But reels and receipts are two different things. And so I say that because when I look back over this podcast, some of the most top rated episodes are not of me teaching, they're of my students. And I believe because regardless of whatever highlight reel you see on Instagram, their results are real. Their receipts are real. And so the second thing I want to encourage you is to just do you, because people are watching you. When you do put yourself out there, you may think there are people in your neighborhood, there are people in your community. The followers does not equal dollars. There are people who see you and they see something in you that you don't see in yourself. So show up for yourself and continue to do you, but continue to just not even care. You know, to just look the other way. At the end of the day, we're all inspired by someone or something. However, it's how you show up. And so, which leads me to point number three, some of the top episodes on this podcast have actually been of my students. The top listen episode is actually episode number 4. It was put out a year ago with Monique, which is $1,000 a day as a home baker who makes cinnamon rolls. And I believe because so many people do this on the side, they're living paycheck to paycheck, they see other people, you know, and they think, okay, is that real? You know, can I really accomplish that? And a lot of times it's just a numbers game, which is the biggest portion. You know, you could post a reel right now, other teachers, other people, hey, I'll show you how to make this amount a day. But when you actually have receipts and people who are doing it, that says volumes. You know, like when your students as a teacher, because there's a lot of teachers out there now. There's a lot of people call themselves teachers. But when your students actually have those results and they've actually had a transformation in their life, that's powerful. And so I love sharing that transformation of others. I try to put myself on the back burner with this podcast as much as possible because it's not the Amanda show or the Chef Schomburg show. Every single time I hit record, I ask God to use me. Even in sharing that same little bit that I just shared, I was like, okay, should I really say that? Because I don't want anybody to think I'm hating on them or talking on them. But I thought, no, I really need to be transparent and tell you some of the things you go through, I go through too. And so with that, just keep in mind that if it's possible for them, it can definitely be possible for you. If you're new and this is your first time listening, or maybe you're new to the podcast, some of the top episodes that I would love for you to listen to is obviously episode number 4 with Miss Monique, because it's a beautiful story. But then also right after Monique is actually two of my other students, Kyle and Megan, who I recently had on a couple months. They did $1,000 a day in sales as home bakers. And so when I look back over all of the episodes on the podcast, the $1,000 a day episodes stand out the most. And I don't think it's because of the money. I think it's because of the mission and the resilience, because you really get to hear other people's story and you really get to see what other people go through. You know, with Monique, we saw anything is possible regardless of your age. Doesn't matter how old you are if you decide to try something new. With Kyle and Megan, we saw the power of what happens when a spouse supports someone, but plot twist, when the baker's not a woman, right? Because how often in our industry do we always run across women who bake, but we don't see many men who bake? And so with that episode, you really get to see a male who's the baker, but you also get to see a supportive spouse. And a lot of us don't have that in our own life. That's actually my hope for this podcast, is that it supports you in your journey. The next episode is episode 6, which is a top rated. It's 9 alternatives to a brick and mortar bakery. And I think that one has been listened to a lot, because a lot of times in our industry, we tend to judge and we tend to put things into categories, you know, like, oh, well, you're a treat maker first, and then maybe you make celebration cakes, and then you have to make wedding cakes, you know, because a lot of times we hear, well, the money's in the wedding cakes or the money's in this. And I tell you guys all the time, no, the money is in your gift. And sometimes I feel as home bakers, we do that too. We think, oh, I'm a home baker until I get a storefront. No, you're a home baker if you decide to be a home baker. There's nothing wrong with building on your own land. There's nothing wrong with owning the land that you operate on. That's the American dream. And I always want my students to feel like you're more than enough right where you are. You don't need a brick and mortar. But if you decide to get one, great. You know what? I love it. I'm here to support you. We have students who do wonderful with brick and mortars, but they were killing it out of their house first. And one of the biggest things that when I speak to people, they assume the brick and mortar will bring the sales. And I'm like, no, if you're not getting sales now, sis, bro, that's not happening. That's like being in an abusive relationship and saying, oh, well, he'll get better once we get married. It's like, what? Like, no, you've got to fix it now before you go into something long term. And so the reason why I think people enjoy listening to that episode is because things are changing. And there are so many different ways for you to elevate your experience when you are ready to step out of the house. One of my favorites that I mentioned is the mall. It's episode 6. You got to go back and listen. But I think people getting booth space in the mall is so overlooked. And then you don't have to worry about traffic because it's a mall. The mall brings the traffic for you. The rent is always half less, and most of the times way cheaper than if you were to just go out and get your own brick and mortar. But then people who get brick and mortar businesses, they have to focus on traffic. How are they getting those feet in? And so I think that's one of the most overlooked ways, is malls, food trucks, the way we're seeing people branch out as they leave their home and as they decide to step up their business, cupcake trailers. It's really just changing and it's evolving. And I believe that episode points to that. So that's episode 6, if you're interested, 9 alternatives to a brick and mortar. And then lastly, that I like to recommend is episode 15, which is mindset shifts. And I think that's so important because in our industry, like I know in our industry, people struggle with pricing. It's a big thing. And I always tell people, I'm like, you don't struggle with pricing. Pricing is a numbers thing. There's apps for that. There's tools that do that. Like if you're a person right now on the other end and you're like, chef, I struggle with pricing. Real quick, let's walk through pricing. Number one, you need to itemize all of your ingredients, right? So if you buy 12 eggs, the recipe doesn't call for 12 eggs. So the cost, which is what we call COGS, cost of goods, is the eggs that you're putting into the recipe. So number one, we're going to itemize our costs. Number two, we have to make sure that we're including overhead expenses and stuff like that. So you're like, chef, I bake from home. I don't know my overhead. Well, pay attention to your light bill. Let's say your light bill used to be 100, but now that you're baking from home, your light bill is 130. Well, there's 30 days in a month, right? So we know technically on average, that would be about $1 for electricity that you can designate to overhead. That's just an example. And so once we have our ingredients And once we have our overhead and expenses, then there's you. You know, you have to pay yourself an hourly wage, and it can't be cheaper than minimum wage, right? Because that's illegal. Who would want to do that? You might as well just go work at McDonald's, not knocking McDonald's. Hell, I worked at McDonald's, right? And then, you know, you need to factor a profit percentage. There has to be something. And so, like I said, there's apps and there's tools that will add all that. But once you add all those numbers, and you add all those things and you're giving a price, which is the suggested retail price that you should charge, do you have the strength to charge that number? And a lot of times the answer is no. And why do we not feel strong enough to charge that number? Well, because maybe in our minds, we're living paycheck to paycheck, because we struggle with speaking up for ourselves, because we struggle with setting boundaries, because we haven't identified our ideal client. So now that we have a price, we turn around and say things like, oh, but they won't pay that. So I can't listen to the math. I've got to now lower myself in the ground and be the dollar cupcake lady because they won't pay that. We say things like that. And that, to me, the mindset of it, that to me is the biggest thing that we struggle with in our industry. And so I always like to speak on that because, number one, it's psychology. It's how we feel. And no one really talks to us about our feelings, imposter syndrome, doing it alone, being scared, raising prices, speaking in our events, showing our face on social media, something that I'm so adamant about because you guys are all your personal brands, like showing up for yourself, all the feelings that go behind being an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, you will really notice how quick you develop in your own personal growth because you'll be taken on a journey like never before. See, when you're on a job, you can blame her, him, Bonquiqui, Billy Bob. It's your coworker. It's your manager. They all suck. The whole company sucks. But when you're an entrepreneur, honey, you can't point that finger at nobody but yourself. And so before I can teach you the strategy, I've got to get you over the hump of believing in yourself, showing up for yourself, being consistent with yourself, right? I can give you strategy all day long, but if you don't believe in it, you'll never play. And so my objective is to get you to play the game to win. And so I think that's why episode 15, Mindset Shifts, is such a good one, because we really sit down and we really go over, okay, what's really going on? You know, like, how are we really going to work on this thing? I don't pussyfoot around on this podcast. I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't hide anything from you guys because it is what it is. Which leads me to the last tip. Never apologize for being you. Always be authentic. You know, there are some people that are Team Amanda, Team Chef Schomburg. And hey, I love you, honey, to the moon and back. I'm grateful. And there are some people I'm not their cup of tea. And that's okay. And I think we do that in business. We're always trying to sell to everyone. We want our products to be for everyone. Someone brings us something and we know damn well in our hearts we don't want to do it, but we're too afraid to say no. So we're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do it. We're always bending, especially as women. I always tell my students, you need to say no. Get comfortable saying no. Tell people no all the time. No, 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 hell no. I have people always in my DM. Will you help me with it? No, no. It's okay to say no, because every time you say no to someone else, you're saying yes to yourself. And so I understand I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but for you guys listening out there, I'm grateful that I'm your cup of coffee. I'm grateful that you like it black, strong, and bold, which is what I am. And it doesn't matter who you are, which brings me to another tip. Maybe you're Hispanic, maybe you're Asian, maybe you're Caucasian, maybe you're purple like Barney. I don't give a damn what color you are. From day one, this podcast has been about diversity and inclusivity. And I am so grateful to all the different women, to all the amazing people that we have had on here, regardless of color, race, creed, or anything, who decided to come up and show their story. Because at the end of the day, we all bleed red and we're all trying to make green and we all poop brown. I think so. I don't even know why I added that part. All right, let's just take it back. We all bleed red and we all want green. All right. I'm not going to get into your poop. I'll save that for. Damn. Now is a time where I really wish I did edit because I would take that part out, but I'm not going to edit it. But you get the point, right? I'm just here to help you make more green. Okay, we're all the same. And I'm really grateful for every single person that has showed up and that has shared their story. And so my takeaway from this that I want you to remember is to keep being awesome. Keep listening to the podcast, regardless of where you are, whatever your age is, whatever your sex is, whether you are a little bit elder, like our guest, Monique, you're over 50 and sexy, whether you're a guy, a male who bakes, like Kyle, who we had on the podcast, maybe you specialize in something super niche, like BB, who did the $1,000 a day with Whoopie Pies, or like Rachel, who we had last week, who does the cake pops, you know, who does not bake from scratch. Rachel's adamant. She loves her box mixes. She's like, look, the bacon isn't my thing, right? We've had so many wonderful people on here, Latina, Black, White, like I've stated, it doesn't matter. Just believe in yourself and show up and follow your gift. Because if it was possible for any of them, I definitely want you to know that it is possible for you. I truly believe we never have been given a gift if we couldn't profit and prosper from it. I say it all the time. It's on the opening of the podcast. And so I hope you find someone to support you and push you. I would love to be that special person for you. If you're on the wait list for the entrepreneur community, then join. If you're not, then no worries. If you're in the entrepreneur community, you know, I'm always around to help you one step deeper than all of this. But more than anything, I hope you feel the love, and I hope you feel the excitement. And I just really want to say thank you. Like, I don't want to cry or anything like that. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to my podcast party. I tried to make this quick. And thank you for allowing me to serve. You know, I'm grateful to God for the income that He's given me. But that doesn't mean anything, because more than anything, I'm grateful for the impact that my income allows me to do. And that's what it's all about. When I share the 1,000 a day and my students and all this, it's not brag or it's not boasting. It's because those people now have financial freedom. They have things going for themselves. They have an impact now and a mission that they can fulfill in their communities. They have more confidence to show up and to serve like never before. And it's all possible from something so small as a Whoopie Pie, a cinnamon roll, a cookie, a cupcake, because there's tons more of my students who've done it, and you'll hear them on the podcast in the future. And so I just hope that you get inspired from them, just like they've inspired me. Thank you so much for listening. This concludes my podcast party. I want you to have a freaking amazing day. Take away some of these lessons. Tag me on social media and let me know if anything resonated with you. And honey, don't stop doing what you're doing. I don't care who else around you is doing it like you. Tons of people can have your recipe. They will never have your sauce. And it's cool, because God gives us all visions, right? But the market will make room for you. And I'm grateful that the market made room for the Baking for Business podcast. I appreciate you to the moon and back. Take care. Bye for now.